Thank you so much. We now turn to our celebration of Holy Communion. If the communion stewards, Belaki and Daniel and Samuel, would join me at the Lord's table, we will start the liturgy of Holy Communion on the top of page 9, if you'd like to follow along in your hymnal. We parted the Red Sea up here for the holy baptism, so be careful as you come forward. The water, we're going to try to dry it up, but there's some water on the floor there. If any of you are new to the United Methodist Church or to our celebration of Holy Communion, a word to the blessed. We practice open table communion, which means just as Jesus believed that all of us are capable of repenting of our sin, if you today acknowledge that you have sinned in your life, if you promise to try to do better under the direction of Jesus Christ, and turn to God again, you are invited to the table of Jesus to join us in Holy Communion. That is all of us here. So I hope you will come forward. Also, if you are new to the Methodist Church, we use grape juice. It's not wine, it is grape juice. As a nod to those who have difficulty with alcohol, Jesus drank wine, we drank grape juice. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with all your people on earth and the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took bread, he gave thanks to you, he offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, after the supper, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of my blood given for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us, gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and this your holy church, All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. And now, as the ushers dismiss you, we will come forward. We'll have two stations. We'll offer you a chunk of bread, and there'll be a small cup of grape juice. As you depart back to your aisle, the two baskets on either side are for the cups. The ushers will be standing at the ends of the aisles if you would like to make a donation or to place your commitment card there if you're a member of Burns Church. Jesus has set the table for our banquet, so come now to enjoy this heavenly feast.